The death of 4-year-old Eric, a Czech boy who was given to adoptive parents in Sweden less than a year ago, has shocked people in both countries. When he died, there were signs that he had been neglected and physically abused, and this has called into question the whole practice of overseas adoptions. Could this tragedy have been prevented by the Czech or Swedish authorities? Do applicants from abroad undergo thorough screening before a child's adoption is approved? And is there someone who monitors their welfare once they reach their new home? These are all questions which Czechs are now asking themselves. Daniela Lazarová has more.
Since the year 2000, when the Czech Republic first started arranging overseas adoptions, 200 Czech orphans and unwanted babies have found new homes abroad. They have gone to countries such as Sweden, Denmark, Spain, Austria and Germany. And to all accounts, most are leading happy lives there. When 4-year-old Eric was sent to a Swedish family in the town of Jönköping last year, the head of the Brno orphanage was convinced that he was one of her luckier charges. Less than a year later, he died of untreated pneumonia and blood poisoning. His body was covered with bruises and festering wounds. His Swedish adoptive parents now face charges of psychological and physical abuse, resulting in death. Sweden has placed an embargo on all information relating to the case until the matter has been resolved. But the Brno Office for International Legal Protection of Children, which is directly involved in arranging overseas adoptions, was willing to answer some of our questions. It has been considering putting further adoptions on hold until this case is resolved, although the head of the office, Rostislav Zaleski, says he does not believe that the Swedish partner organisation, Children Above All, is to blame. When I spoke to him earlier today, Mr. Zaleski assured me that Eric's adoptive parents had undergone thorough screening.
The applicants were very well checked in Sweden. We received a couple of documents such as a home study report, a consent to adoption, extract of the Swedish National Police Board, income certificates, marriage certificate, health reports, mental health reports, photographs, questionnaire, and many other documents proving that the applicants are able to adopt a child from the Czech Republic.
So you would say that parents abroad, who prospective parents who want to adopt a baby from the Czech Republic, are screened very thoroughly indeed, as well as Czech adoptive parents are?
Yes, I would like to say that at least as well as the Czech applicants for adoption of a child.
What kind of feedback do you get regarding the child's welfare once it is abroad?
Yeah, you mean after the moving of the child to the receiving country?
Yes.
Yeah, so then we received the so-called follow-up reports, and those are at least 5 follow-up reports within 3 years.
And in Eric's case, were they satisfactory?
Yeah, they were, mainly or especially the last follow-up report from the 14th of December 2005, made by two local social workers in Sweden.
So, as you see it, who do you think is to blame in this case? Is it the social worker for not finding out what was happening?
Yes, I indeed think that it was a failure of the local social workers.
Has anything like the Eric case happened before, for instance, in Scandinavian countries?
No, it was the first time, and we were very surprised. And I must say that we haven't heard about any similar case in the past. Neither in Sweden nor in another country.
Rostislav Zaleski there from the Brno Office for International Legal Protection of Children, and we shall keep you informed with how that case develops.